Chapter 7. Bacchus stayed at least 100 feet behind her. Even in the crowded Chicago airport, he knew she would be on what they always called six alert when he had been with the Bureau, watching her back, her six, and always checking for a trailer. It had been tricky enough traveling with her so far. The plane from South Dakota had been small, and fewer than 40 people had been on board. The random assignment of seats had put him only two rows from her. So close, he thought he could actually smell her scent, the one beneath the perfume and the makeup, the one the dogs could pick up. It was intoxicating to be so close and still such a long distance apart. He wanted the whole time to turn and look back at her, maybe catch a glimpse of her face between the seats, see what she was doing. But he didn't dare. He had to bide his time. He knew that good things come to those who plan carefully and then wait. That was the thing, the secret. Darkness waits. All things come to the dark. He followed her through half of the American Airlines terminal until she took a seat at gate K9. It was empty. No travelers were waiting here. No American employees were behind the gate counter waiting and ready to work the computers and check tickets. But Bacchus knew that this was only because she was early. They both were early. The flight to Las Vegas would not leave from gate K9 for another 2 hours. He knew this because he was on the Vegas flight as well. In a way, he was Rachel Walling's guardian angel, a silent escort who would be with her until she reached her final destination. He walked on by the gate, careful not to be obvious about glancing at her, but curious to see how she was going to pass the time waiting for the next flight. He hooked the strap of his large cowhide carry-on bag over his right shoulder so that if she happened to look up, her eyes might be drawn to it instead of his face. He wasn't worried about her recognizing him for who he was. All the pain and the surgeries had taken care of that. But she might recognize him from the flight from Rapid City, and he didn't want that. He didn't want her to get suspicious. His heart jumped in his chest like a baby kicking under a blanket as he made the one furtive glance while passing by. She had her head down and was reading a book. It was old and worn from many readings. There was a profusion of yellow post-its poking out from its pages, but he recognized the cover design and the title. The Poet. She was reading about him. He hurried on by before she could sense she had a watcher and look up. He went down two more gates and into the restroom. He went into a stall and carefully locked the door. He hung his bag on the door hook and quickly went to work. Off came the cowboy hat and the vest. He sat down on the toilet and took off the boots, too. In 5 minutes, Bacchus transformed himself from a South Dakota cowboy to a Las Vegas gambler. He put on the silk clothes. He put on the gold. He put on the earring and the shades. He clipped the gaudy chrome cell phone to his belt, even though there was no one who would call him and no one he would call. From the bag, he took out another bag, much smaller and with the figure of the MGM lion emblazoned on it. The components of his first skin were pushed into the new bag, and he stepped out of the stall, the strap of the MGM bag over his shoulder. Bacchus went to the sink to wash his hands. He admired himself for the preparation he had taken. It was the planning and attention to the small details like that that made him who he was, that made him a success at his craft.